and we talked about, well, why, you know, this happened, and it was because, you know, it seemed like this was an assertion of blacks.
What did they say it was? Do you remember?
Maybe it had something to do with where Groveway is.
See, because I didn't think that place was I don't think it was actually burned down, though.
No, this place was burned.
They burned the cross in front of it. Now, that's what I recall.
Yeah, there was a cross burning. I thought there was the...
But now, Lewis is older, so something could have transpired.
I thought they burned the cross in front of it, and then they burned the place down.
I don't know.
I hadn't heard that either.
You're supposed to be doing this history stuff. You're supposed to.
Now we're going to have to go back and research that one.
Yeah. And since you said that, I was reading a North Fulton Herald, 1946. The headline was "Robbers Solve Negro Problem."
Now that was considered a problem.
But
it was a problem.
I thought it was, yeah. And then reading down it, it was two baseball teams here in Raleigh. One was older, they called them the 52s, and they had one that was younger, Wildcat. So they were going to play a ball game that day. The older guy didn't have enough. So Charles, my uncle, was there. So they let him catch. Mm-hmm. So they could play the game. So they played 9 innings, I think. And it was like 8-7, 8-5. So the younger guys talked the older guys into playing a couple more innings. So they agreed, and that the younger guys won after they played the game. And the problem was, would anybody team in the area would let a black man play on the team and would actually play them? So the question, the guy that wrote the article, he said that we don't want to punish the good Negroes, just the bad Negroes. So they thought it was a good idea for them to let blacks play, but I don't think they did. But I thought that was funny.
Oh my goodness.
Roswell saw Negro problem.
No, this was a bigger problem because it was taken as blacks were sort of asserting themselves, and so couldn't have that for them asserting themselves, and so.
But that, when did the scouts start?
They started with before then, but I remember they did march out there. It might have been Groveway, building Burning Cross. They marched out there 2 or 3 times, that building, but I don't remember. When I did, I don't remember burning.
I remember burning the cross several times, but I don't remember the building actually being burned down, but I might have been too young to know.
Yeah, they met out there. They had been in existence way before then.
Okay. I'm thinking that would have been sort of a lasting impression. Had you. Okay, now when we have our party, Mr. What are you gonna cook?
I'm the one who'd eat.
No, we can't have all these eating folk.
That's all I told y'all. Me.
My goodness. All these people talk about eating somebody. Yeah. Ain't nobody bringing any food, what you gonna eat?
We're gonna go to Brookwood and have a salmon sandwich.
Oh, that's just not even going to work. You people are killing me. It started out good. There I got 2 people all of a sudden talking about eating. Even Janie was over there. Miss over there talking about eating. No. She's making. She just do
you
something.
You should call her today.
I was thinking about her.
And asked her when is she going to cook her pig feet. We were in the doctor's office and she's worried about, boy, now when did you say Thanksgiving was? I said next week. Cook me some good old pig feet and let them simmer down and they just fall off the bone. I said, you in the doctor's office talking about some pig feet.